Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Big news of the day around here. Deshaun Watson put into the 21-day practice window as he recovers from injury, so he's got 21 days to practice. Let's get more info on the Browns and all those good things that are going on in the world of sports. We bring in Cleveland's own Chris Rose from John Boy Media and the NFL Network. Hi, Chris. How are you?
Good, guys. How are you?
We are good. We're kicking around this old Deshaun Watson story today.
Stunning, huh?
Well, I mean, we talked about it all year, that he was at some point going to be healthy enough to be put in this 21-day window. And now what does it mean? My guess is he'll get activated after at the end of this 21 days. Now, whether or not he'll play, I don't know. I think it all depends on how Shadur's looking and kind of go from there.
Is there a scenario with the quarterback situation, the way it now stands, that you like for the rest of this year and next year?
Wait, what was that last part?
I'm looking ahead and next year. In other words, anybody here who you think could do it next year, or would you looking?
I think everything is on the table. The one thing we don't know is what they think of the upcoming draft class, which we're not even going to know who's available, right? I mean, Mendoza will be there, but is Moore going to join him? To me, he feels like a coin flip, right? They just lost their OC, so I don't know if he wants to stick around. Obviously, they have plenty of NIL money to keep him enticed and also keep growing as a quarterback, because he's going to have fewer than 20 starts when it's all said and done. There's obviously a Deshaun price tag that you have to factor into this equation. There's a lot of moving parts here. So I think everything is available. And I would say right now the focus should just be letting Shadur play the rest of the year and kind of go from there with whatever direction the organization takes in terms of coaching, the architect of the team, and the quarterbacks you have available to you.
What have you thought of Shadur so far? What did you think of this week?
I thought he was okay. I mean, I like Chase Daniel's breakdowns. I watch them. I learn a lot from them. I've worked with Chase, so I trust him in what he's telling us. I don't ever feel like there's an agenda with him one way or another, so I just feel like he's speaking facts. Now, whether or not you think he's right, that's your choice. I've never been a backup quarterback for 15 years in the NFL. He has, so I trust his word and judgment. He said there were a lot of things that Shadur missed, and that's okay. Like, I think that when we have the Shadur discussion, because some people love to scream at the top of their lungs and say this about the Browns screwing him, and then there's people who say, I can't stand Shadur, this is why he was a fifth-round pick, I'm not going to listen to you. I just don't, because I'm trying to formulate an objective opinion based on everything that has gone into this. I thought he was okay on Sunday. I didn't think he was great. I do like the way the offense feels with him, meaning that when Dylan was in there, I've told you this before, I constantly felt like we were playing in the red zone without being inside the 20-yard line, meaning the field was so small. Here, it's not that way. It does feel bigger. It feels like there's big boy plays to be made. That's where you have to live in today's day and age. And the question is, are there going to be enough plays that he sees that he has to see in order for him to become a starting quarterback? And it's okay that he misses those in start two. It really is. You don't want him missing them in start seven as much, but, you know, we got to get there.
I agree with you on that. He said today, Chris, you know, in essence, he'd like to maybe be able to turn it loose a little bit more. I'd like to see that, too. And at some point, clearly, the Browns have to see that. How close do you think they are to just, okay, let's maybe not shelter you, let's not protect you, let's turn you loose and let you go play some football?
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think there's definitely some of that. But whatever it is, whatever plays they're asking you to run, you have to make. And that's part of it. That's probably part of the trust. Shadur spends a lot of time in his press conferences talking about trust. And I imagine there's some of that that the organization wants to see out of a young quarterback. Like, what can we trust you to do to the point where we don't, you know, jeopardize, you know, because they owe it to the other guys in that locker room to try and win it too. It's not strictly about Shadur's development, although I do think that that has to be a big part of the final 5 weeks of the year. There's no question about it. But I understand it to some degree, but also Brock Purdy only threw it a couple more times than Shadur did last week. You know, I get it that he had a sizable lead midway through the fourth, but, go watch Brock Purdy's drive.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Before the end of the half. And there was a throw, I think, on 3rd and 10, maybe. I believe he hit Jennings on the left sideline. Like, that was, nobody talked about that throw. That's a big league throw. And those are the ones that hopefully Shadur is making.
As we watch these last couple weeks of the season, and I mean, obviously the topic comes up about Andrew Berry and then Kevin Stefanski surviving and getting into next season. Your overall thoughts on what this team needs to do to look better towards the end of the year to kind of to say, hey, you know what, there really shouldn't be much of an issue. These guys should be back.
First of all, they got to beat Tennessee. They're horrible. Right. Unfortunately, it's my job. Well, I'm not going to say unfortunate. I love my job. But part of my job is to watch them play every week. And they're atrocious. You will see Cam Ward make a couple of throws this game, because I imagine most Browns fans have not even seen a lick of him outside of a highlight or two on social media. He's made some really good throws this year. He's going to take a ton of sacks. This is where Miles needs to get multiple sacks if he wants to get that record. And I certainly hope he does, because that'll be something fun for us to celebrate. Back to your question.
Yes.
One thing I want to just put out there, and I think it's an important part of the discussion. As bad as this has been the last 2 years, if you move on from Kevin, who do you want? Because I'll just tell you this. My buddy Tom Pelissero, every year right around this time, he did it right before Thanksgiving, put out a list of you know, like assistants who are kind of on the up and up.
Ready to go.
You know.
Ready to go.
Yeah. Right? So it's 24 young coaching candidates. And we know that part of that list comes from agents who are trying to get their guy the next gig, right? Mm-hmm. But let me just tell you a little bit about some of the guys that are on that list, okay? Now, not all of them, but here's just a few. On it is included Mike Kafka, who is currently the Giants interim head coach.
Former Chiefs.
Yeah, on that one. Kevin Petullo, who is currently the Eagles offensive coordinator, who has been so suspect at his job, his head coach had to come out again this week and say, yeah, he's still going to be calling plays. Like, we're good there. Drew Petzing, who you'll remember was a tight end coach with us.
Yeah.
And is currently the Cardinals offensive coordinator. I'm not so sure that their offense has been great. It's been better under Jacoby Brissett, but under Kyler, it was, whatever. Zach Robinson, the OC of the Falcons. Like, come on, really? We're going to go do that one? I don't think that's the right call. Bubba Ventrone's on this list. I'll keep going.
Really?
Just keep moving, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, I guess my point is this. There's not, it doesn't mean that there's not the next great head coach out there, but it feels like this year there's a real lack of guys that people are going to want. And I wonder if that's going to factor into some teams, and perhaps including the Cleveland Browns, retaining their head coach. I'm just throwing it out there because outside of, people say, well, I want Mike McCarthy. Well, Mike McCarthy might look at the Giants job and say, well, you already got a quarterback. You already got a one receiver in Malik Nabers who's going to come back. You already got a better offensive line than the Cleveland Browns have. Like, why would I want to go to Cleveland instead of New York? Like, if that might be part of his thought process. I'm just throwing all that out there.
I thought it was interesting when I read that article that they had Marcus Freeman from Notre Dame on that list, too. And I could see it.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. I love Marcus. I loved him when he was a player at Ohio State, and I think he's done a really, really good job at Notre Dame. I just thought it was interesting that you know, it was talking about a lot of guys that are currently in the NFL, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, yeah, I wonder if he would leave Notre Dame. I wonder what he would be like as an NFL head coach. It was very thought-provoking, I thought.
Right, and it was the same thing with Matt Campbell of Iowa State a couple of years ago. I don't know if you remember that. And now, since then, he keeps piling up 5-loss seasons. But, yeah, that happens with good, young head coaches who have success at the collegiate level. I mean, why wouldn't you want to just natural? Now, there aren't a lot of guys that come and do it, you know? I mean, we don't have a lot of guys that are jumping to the NFL from the college game.
No, we don't, do we?
Mm-mm.
How would Ryan Day do? That's the other. Jeff and I kick this around all the time. I don't. If I was Ryan Day, I would not leave. Not now.
No, I think he's exactly where he needs to be. I don't see that. Marcus Freeman feels like an NFL head coach to me. He does. I don't know if he has any interest in it. I don't know if it, you know, gets his juices flowing, but that's the guy I would talk to. I believe in that dude, where I think he could be successful on a couple different levels. I don't think every college coach could.
Chris, love talking to you as well, and we appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week. How's that sound?
Thanks, Chris.
All right, boys. Take care. Enjoy the game this weekend.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.